Good morning. My name's Jess. This is Weekend Brekkie here on 2SCR 107.3. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning so far. Now, there is no denying the impact humans are having on the natural environment is devastating. For decades, we have seen the impact of the impact of clearing and pollution and urbanization destroying the planet and its many inhabitants. But what does the world look like today for the thousands of threatened animal and bird species around the world? A team of researchers at Queensland University have explored the dangers of habitat destruction and the real impact it is having on biodiversity around the world. To find out more, we are this morning joined by research team member Chris O'Brien. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Good morning.
Now, tell us a little bit about your research. What was it that you and your team were doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the title of our paper is called The Hotspots of Human Impact on Threatened Terrestrial Vertebrates. So our key question was to identify areas and identify species that are essentially most impacted by threats caused by humans. So as you mentioned just now, humans cause a suite of impacts to the environment, and animals are particularly susceptible. And some animals are more susceptible than others. And there have been a number of research bodies and organizations that have done an amazing job at identifying the threats that cause species to go extinct. So the goal of our paper was to take those lists of threats and overlap them with known pressures and good data sets on cumulative human pressures and to look at the patterns of that overlap to get at the real impact and of human pressure on species.
Were you surprised with what you found? Was it at all shocking, or was it as you expected?
You know, unfortunately, it was as we expected, but some results were quite shocking and cause for concern, really. For example, we found that about 40% on average of a species range, basically the area where a species lives, about 40% of that on average is impacted by threats that are directly known to cause them to go extinct.
God.
So, you know, we're getting close to half of the species area where they live could have threats that cause them to decline. And so it's really a call to action, a call to those of us who care about the environment and want to see a change, that there are things we can do to reduce the risk. And there's still hope. There's still areas, there's still parts of their range that are threat-free, that are impact-free. But it's really important we know where those are. And that was really the key goal of our paper.
And increasing those areas then and protecting those areas, making sure that they don't turn from cool spots into hot spots, because they were the spots that kind of had zero or little threat, weren't they? They were referred to as cool spots?
That's right. Yeah, we map both the hot spots, which are those areas impacted, and then cool spots. We're trying to be clever with the name. You could think of them as refuges, which is essentially the inverse of that, of the hotspot. It's the areas where there are little to no impact on species.
And how's Australia faring at the moment? How did you look at many spaces and many species here in Australia?
Yeah, so. The nice thing about the maps we use, the data we use, is they're global data. So we're able to get a decent picture on almost every continent. And so for Australia, we found that on average, about 40%, 40 to 50% of the species in Australia, or the area of Australia rather, has significant impacts to the species we looked at. It's important to note that the species we looked at are threatened terrestrial vertebrates, including birds, mammals, and amphibians.
Mm-hmm.
So there are going to be naturally some animals that don't fall into our analysis, but we feel like we get a good picture of terrestrial biodiversity in our paper. And so for Australia, we found, roughly 40 to 50% of Australia's landmass is covered on average with some kind of a threat that directly impacts species to go extinct.
God. God, that's far too high. What steps?
And it's considerably higher on the coastline, as
well,
one would expect.
Yeah, absolutely, as you 100% would expect. There's such a vast mass of Australia, which is relatively untouched. So to think that even with that huge landmass that isn't overly populated, to still have 40%, 40 to 50% of our country experiencing threats, it's just astonishing. What
That's
steps
right.
do you think should be taken to then use this data in a really tangible way? How do we move forward and ensure that we can protect biodiversity and the biodiversity that we have left?
That's a great question. And the nice thing about our analysis is it was done at a 1 square kilometer resolution. So we have a pretty good idea at a fine resolution where these impacts are occurring. So we can really pinpoint specific areas and prioritize areas for conservation. So if we can identify, you could think of it as grid cells of our analysis. You can identify those grid cells that have essentially highly impacted species. We can target those specific areas for conservation. We can do a range of actions that would reduce the impact. It depends on the threat, of course, but there are tangible solutions to overcoming those impacts. And inversely, looking at the cool spots, there will be grid cells or areas of our analysis that have low or no impact. And so we really want to safeguard those areas, protect those existing areas we have. And the beautiful thing about Australia is there are green spaces, there are protected areas. They just need to stay protected.
Absolutely. Chris, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thank you very much.